This is a data lead carrying follow up product notification stamps SPENCE divide DWIDHT data service 9/20/2023 place future care Charles Village. Date of birth for this patient is 10/31/1957. The follow up today asked by the nursing staff because patient has a labile blood pressure. I came and saw the patient today. Subjective patient has been doing well. He went to physical therapy today. He did okay with the therapy, but his blood pressure was labile. Patient denies any chest pain, headache, dizziness, cough, and congestion. On examination, he's awake, alert, oriented M3. His blood pressure on resting was 105 over 59. Plus 79. When he was with physical therapy, his blood pressure went to 100 over 72 and plus 78. And an ambulation appeared, blood pressure was 119 over 90 and plus 90. 90, actually, plus was 93. After the physical therapy, patient came to the room. His blood pressure was checked again, 98 over 64. In the afternoon and today, when I saw the patient about 5:50 p.m., his current blood pressure is 130 over 80, pulse 80, temperature 97.3 Fahrenheit, respiration 20, pulse of 97%. Next line, next supple was AVD, neck and chest not tender, lungs clear, no wheezing, heart SNS2. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, balsam fast, extremity, chronic stress, edema, no cough, tenderness, neuro, he's awake, alert, oriented M3 and cooperative. Assessment. Patient is admitted with ambulatory dysfunction. Recent syncope, was hospitalized. Midtown campus. Next line, hypertension. Next line, osteoarthritis. Next line, cardiomyopathy with the reduced ejection fraction. Next line, CKD. Next line, paroxysmal atrial flutter. History of hyperlipidemia, history of non-ischemic cardiomyopathy, history of gout, history of sleep apnea.
Oh, okay.
Status post ICD placement for cardiomyopathy at University of Maryland main campus. I have reviewed all the medication. Will continue current medication at this point. We'll also discuss with the cardiology if any further medication adjustment need to be needed. He was on metoprolol 200 mg daily. I have changed to 100 mg daily, and currently his blood pressure has been systolic above 90, and currently he's asymptomatic. Care plan was discussed with the patient and the nursing staff. Thank you.